the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Welcome back to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. Today is December 3rd, and I have with me a special guest to talk about just who is Jesus. Special guest, will you tell us your name?
My name is Naomi.
And what grade are you in?
Third grade.
What are you looking forward to about Christmas this year the most?
I'm looking forward to our Advent calendar, where you read a story from the Bible each day, and then you open a little box and there's an ornament you hang on the pop-up tree.
Oh, so it's like a Jesse tree, I think they call it, right? And you add an ornament every day?
Yep.
Is there one ornament that when you're like, oh, that's the prettiest one, or you just have kind of like an affection for one of them?
I just really like the last one, okay. The star.
Oh, does it go on the top?
Yep.
Oh, that's so sweet. That sounds like a really like special tradition that you guys get to do. Very fun. All right. So Miss Naomi, will you tell me what is the name of Jesus that you are going to share with us today?
The Good Shepherd.
Mm-hmm. So Jesus, one of his names is the Good Shepherd. And what does this name mean?
It means that we are the sheep and he is a shepherd. The shepherds always care for their sheep. Just like Jesus cares for us and loves us.
Very true. He cares for us and he loves us. I've never gotten to meet a shepherd. Have you ever gotten to meet a shepherd in real life?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I would love to meet a shepherd because I hear, though, that they take really good care of their sheep, right?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like this affectionate, providing, protecting kind of role that they play with their sheep, right? And it says that he is the good shepherd for us. Now, I have a question for you. Where do we find that someone calls Jesus the good shepherd?
John 10:11. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
I love that, right? So John 10, that chapter, is actually one of my favorite chapters. And it's interesting because one of my favorite Bible verses is verse 10. But now, today, we're looking at verse 11, the one that comes right after that. And so this whole passage is about Jesus, how he's introducing himself as a good shepherd. So who called Jesus the good shepherd?
God.
Yeah, himself, right? He called himself the good shepherd. He's introducing himself to people, and he's telling you, let me tell you about myself. I'm the good shepherd, right? That's what he's telling them. Do you think that they would have been like, wait, what? Do you think that was confusing for them, or do you think they understood what he was talking about?
I think they understood what he was talking about.
I do too. And so he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And he's telling them, I'm not some person who just doesn't care about what's going on in your life. I'm actually someone who is going to have my own life taken to care for you, right? I'm going to die on the cross so that you could understand my love for you and how much I want to protect you by that choice. So can you tell us a story from the scriptures that shows us how this name of Jesus is true, or maybe why he has this name?
When Jesus tells the story of a young shepherd, he was a good shepherd and he had lots of sheep. And then on one day, one of his sheep got lost, and then he left all of his other sheep just go looking for the one. And then when he found it, he celebrated with his friends because they were so happy they found the sheep because he cared for it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that? They're like, oh my goodness, we have to stop everything we're doing and we have to go find this sheep, right?
Yep.
What does that say to you about like how Jesus like loves you? What do we learn about his love for you from that?
That since he is the shepherd, he protects us just like the good shepherd protects his sheep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he protects you, right? Just as we see the good shepherd protecting his sheep. You're absolutely right. Can you tell me about a time in your life, or maybe a time in your family, as your parents and you were talking through this, when you have seen Jesus as a good shepherd?
When there was a big storm outside, and we prayed that he would protect us, and then no one got hurt and there was no damage.
So you saw in that moment that there was some risk and some danger going on in the storm, it sounds like, but you asked him to step in, right, to protect you, and you saw that he cared for you and he protected you through that storm.
Yeah.
That's a great example. All right, I have a question for you. What is your favorite thing about Jesus?
I just love that we can depend on him when we're in hard times, mm-hmm. and that he is always there for us. He never looks away from us just for even a quick second. He always is there for us, and he looks out for us.
Amen. Not even for a quick second is he not watching or with you, right?
Yep.
Always. Absolutely. I love that too. I'm going to read today's Advent passage, which is Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 through 16. It says, "For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness." That kind of reminds me a little bit of that storm you were talking about, right?
Yeah.
"And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat of the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice." Naomi, can you close us in prayer for today?
Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you that you are the shepherd, we are the sheep, and you always look out for us. Please have all these other boys and girls from Village Kids and also all around the world to know how you are the good shepherd, and you always care for us and love us, and you never look away for just any amount of time. We thank you that you care for us and that you are the good shepherd. Amen.
Amen. All right, Miss Naomi, will you just close by wishing everyone a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.